Romulus police spent 2 days digging in this garage looking for the body of a missing woman. They found nothing. But tonight, the news coverage of that case may have uncovered new clues in a different crime. It all started this morning on the radio. Fox News' Jason Carr has the story live in Hamtramck. Jason.
Huel, this morning a woman called FM radio station Channel 955, and she had quite the tale to tell. She told the host that her man, her child's father, firebombed a Hamtramck house 15 years ago to settle a score. Now, according to the woman, it turns out that was wrong house, and a child died in that fire.
This is what I know that happened 15 years ago. Now, if I get held responsible for not saying anything, I go to jail, then my two kids are without anybody. Because the only other option, mind you, is the father who did this.
I always wonder what makes a person like that call up, especially with something as heavy as that. And I think that it was just the fact that she hasn't been able to tell anybody, and she's been living with this guilt for the longest time.
Mojo in the Morning says the idea for the call-in topic came from watching police dig for the body of a missing woman in Romulus. That case started because a man came to police, said he wanted to get right with the Lord, and confessed to killing that woman.
The question that we asked was, what secret do you have? Are you afraid we'll put you in hell?
And when listeners heard the caller's secret, they called police.
We talked to the caller personally, got some information, and we are actively investigating that information as we speak.
Mojo's producer doesn't name names. Callers are anonymous, unless, of course, we're talking murder.
If we didn't turn it over to the police and there was some wrongdoing, we'd never be able to live with ourselves.
Hamtramck detectives are trying to connect the dots in this case to see if this woman's story actually does match a crime from 15 years ago. Newspaper archives seem to indicate that there was a crime that matches the description this woman gave this morning on the radio, but it's still too early to tell. Live in Hamtramck, Jason Carr, Fox 2 News.